Frank Knight on risk, uncertainty, and profit. The Epistemic Foundation for Data Strategy. Core insight, upfront. There is a fundamental difference between risk, which is quantifiable, and uncertainty, which is not. Most data strategy implicitly assumes risk when the actual situation involves uncertainty. This misclassification leads to false precision, models that produce numbers that feel authoritative but have no valid probabilistic basis. Frank Knight published Risk, Uncertainty, and Profit in 1921. It remains the foundational text for understanding the limits of quantitative analysis in decision-making. Knight's key distinction, risk is the measurable domain. You can classify outcomes into homogeneous groups and assign stable probability distributions. Insurance is the paradigmatic example. Actuaries calculate the probability of a 35-year-old male having a heart attack based on large, stable data sets. The probability is meaningful because the underlying distribution is known and stable. You can price it, hedge it, and insure it. Uncertainty is the unmeasurable domain. You face genuinely unprecedented situations where the probability distribution itself is unknown. There is no valid basis for classifying instances into homogeneous groups. Will this startup succeed? Will this regulation pass? Will this market exist in 5 years? These are not risks that can be priced. They are uncertainties that require judgment. Knight identified three types of probability to make this distinction precise. Type 1, a priori probability, deduced from logical symmetry. A fair six-sided die has a 1 in 6 chance of landing on any given face. You know this before rolling the die. Type 2, statistical probability derived from observed frequencies. An insurance company observes that 2.3% of houses in a given zip code experience fire damage annually. This is empirically grounded in large sample sizes. Type 3, estimates. These are judgments made when there is no valid basis for classification, no logical symmetry, no stable frequency data. This third type constitutes true Knightian uncertainty. The economic implication is profound. Profit arises from bearing uncertainty, not from bearing risk. Risk can be priced and insured away. It becomes a cost of doing business. If the probability of an event is known, the market will price it efficiently. There is no excess return from bearing known risk. Uncertainty, however, cannot be priced because it cannot be measured. The entrepreneur who makes better judgments under uncertainty captures profit. The one who makes worse judgments suffers loss. This is why entrepreneurial judgment is non-algorithmic. It cannot be reduced to a formula. It is heterogeneous across individuals, and it can only be validated after the fact. For data strategy, Knight's framework imposes three disciplines. First, classify your decision environment. Ask, am I operating under risk or uncertainty? Under risk, stable distributions, large samples, repeating events, optimize and automate. Build models, deploy algorithms, scale infrastructure. Under uncertainty, novel situations, unknown distributions, one-off decisions, build flexibility, generate scenarios, and create space for expert judgment. Do not hand the decision to an algorithm that assumes stationarity when the environment is non-stationary. Second, guard against false precision. A model that produces a number is not the same as knowledge. If the model's inputs are estimates in Knight's third sense, judgments without valid probabilistic basis, the output inherits that uncertainty no matter how many decimal places it shows. Presenting a point estimate with three significant digits when the underlying distribution is unknown is not rigorous. It is misleading. Third, recognize that the most consequential events are often those outside the domain of known distributions. Nassim Taleb's Black Swans are a modern restatement of Knightian uncertainty. The 2008 financial crisis, the COVID-19 pandemic, the emergence of large language models, these were not tail events from known distributions. They were structurally unpredictable. Data strategies that assume past distributions will hold are brittle precisely when resilience matters most. Strategic takeaway. Knight does not tell you to stop building models. He tells you to know what your models can and cannot do. Use quantitative methods where they apply, repeating events with stable distributions. Use judgment, optionality, and scenario planning where they do not. The worst outcome is deploying a sophisticated model in an uncertain environment and mistaking its output for knowledge.